Names are identifiers. Careful thought needs to be given when choosing a name for your show. I would like to start an introductory series, and for today's episode, we'll be looking at choosing a name for your show. We'll be discussing things to consider when picking a name for your show, best practices, conventions, things to avoid. Hello and welcome. This is the Afri Podcast. My name is Bright Emeka and I'm your host for today. On this show, I help podcasters gain clarity, help beginners get started, help them launch out successfully. Names are an important key to what society values. Anthropologists recognize naming as one of the chief methods for imposing other on perception. David S. Slosson. We rarely have to reinvent the wheel for a number of the things we have to do. There are processes and conventions that we could just use and leverage on to make informed decisions. Naming a podcast, for one, should not be taken lightly. Before a prospective listener decides to listen to your show, he or she first comes in contact with the name of your show. We make decisions every single day, what to eat, what to wear, where to shop, and these decisions are based on our perception and expectations. For instance, we expect a coffee shop to sell coffee. A furniture vendor should definitely have fittings and furniture for sale. The same principles apply to your podcast. If you have a show about fishing, you shouldn't call it the Cycling Club Podcast. That would make sense, right? Okay. This leads nicely to the first point, note: context and relevance. In selecting a name for your show, you should put yourself in the shoe of your listeners. They should be able to guess what to expect from your show. Regardless of the name you decide to pick, keep in mind that it has to be contextual. It has to be relevant. Remember that you are creating this show for someone other than yourself. So put yourself in the place of your listeners. Without having any foreknowledge of your podcast, would they know what to expect from your show just from the show name? This is very important to note. So remember, it should be contextual and relevant. It should relate to what you're talking about. Secondly, it's uniqueness. This is where research comes to play. Research plays a really important role here. You don't want to pick a name only to discover a few days later or some months later that another podcast already exists using the same name you decided to fall in love with or you decided to like. Okay, a while back, 2017, I launched my first show, The Creative Chronicles. Man, this was a really exciting period for me, and I was so excited and did very little research. And a few months after launch, I discovered about three other shows with almost similar names. Man, say this was disheartening. I think it's an understatement. So if I had known, I would have invested time. I would have invested time in doing research and selecting a name that is unique. Okay? A side note, when picking a name you think is unique, also try to avoid names that would be confusing. For instance, names that can be spelled differently but still pronounced in the same way. Maybe C as in S-E-E and C as in S-E-A. So you don't want to confuse your listeners here. I know this is not too literal, but you get the point. The words in your show name should not be confusing. Your listeners should be able to identify your show from the name. Okay, so finally for today is memorability. You want your listeners to become ambassadors for your show, and having a show that is having a name for your show that is too long would not be helpful. Like, for instance, having a show name that contains about 10 words. This is an exaggeration, though, but you get the point. Keep it short. Keep it memorable. You want people to remember, okay, this is the Afri Podcast. This is the Breakfast Show. This is the Cycling Club Show. This is the Book Club. This is... You want something that is easy for your listeners to remember so that they, on their way, they could recommend to a friend, hey, have you checked out this podcast? I found it. The Afri Podcast is really nice. Have you checked out the Tim Ferriss Show? You want to keep it short and memorable for your listeners, okay? For bonus points today, why picking a name for a podcast? Also do a search for domain name availability, .com domain name availability. Check if it is available before you settle for a name, because copyright issues can come up in future. Maybe a known or existing brand is already using the name you intend to use for your podcast. You want to be very, very sure you're not infringing on anyone's rights, so it's a good thing to cover your bases. Okay, so in summary, your name should be contextual and relevant. Don't talk about shoes in a book club podcast. Well, except they are reading shoes. Okay, so keep your show name relevant to the podcast. And your show name should also be unique. It should identify you. It is what differentiates you. It has to be different. It has to be unique. You don't want to start changing names every now and then. So it should be unique. Finally, remember to keep it short and memorable. Thank you so much for listening. If you've got value from today's episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave reviews. Let me know what you think. Leave reviews on iTunes. Head over to iTunes and leave reviews in your favorite podcasting apps. You can subscribe to this podcast. We'll continue the introductory series next week. I'm committed to bringing and delivering valuable content. Do have a wonderful day.